Hello and welcome to the Decibel Boost Podcast, the official music podcast of the website Cerebral Resolution. I'm your host, Robert, and yes, I am also disappointed we didn't get the Academy Award nomination for Best Picture. Damn it. And with me, I have...
Hey, remember when we thought 2020 was going to be a better year? Oh, everything hurts.
And...
Here we are in the future, and it's fucked.
It's only been 13 days.
Everything hurt. Everything.
It was down here the third day.
Jesus, you know, fucking threats of world war. Fucking Australia's on fire. Adam Sandler now has to go through with making the worst on-purpose movie possible because he got snubbed on Uncut Gems. The whole fucking movie got snubbed on everything. What the fuck?
Yeah, like, the one time Adam Sandler does something good, nobody even wants it.
This is why
he does this Netflix shit, because he can do some good shit, but anybody gonna want it. I mean, I think it's getting some money now. Thank God for that. But like, it didn't get no Oscar shit. Like everything, but no. Let's give it to the fucking clown.
Yeah.
I'm not ready for the insufferable asshats who are gonna be getting louder and louder and louder.
And of course, that one dumbass article says, "Would Oscars take comic book movies seriously now?" Even though, you forgot about last year, or the year before that, or some years before that.
Black Panther had a Best Picture nominee. What the fuck?
Y'all forget shit, or forget shit, or y'all either, or y'all. We'll see how it is.
But yeah, unfortunately, this is not a movie podcast. We can save that for our Twitter feeds, and when I eventually try to binge fucking Oscar-nominated movies. But anyway, yeah, this is episode 160. We are back into the usual weekly shenanigans, so I suppose we might as well start with the formalities of how everyone's been doing in the past week, couple weeks, month, 2 years. I don't know. Time isn't real, and neither am I.
Time is a construct, we know. More of the same. That's all I can really say. Just more of the same, doing more of the stuff that I do and working and, you know, trying to... survive. Oh, and football!
Oh, yeah, that is a thing. Apparently some very strange things are happening at football.
Very strange things are happening. Nothing's making sense, and I'm here for it. So, next time you'll know what my mood is going to be, depending on how a certain game plays out. So, yeah. Cross my fingers on that. And, yeah. This year's fucked already. 2 weeks in. God damn it.
Yep. Anyway, Mark, what about you?
Well, let's see. The last weeks since we've been off, stuff happened. I mean, I saw Uncut Gems in theaters, which I thought, I have to play it in my city. But okay, that's good. And as expected, it was good. I loved it. It was great. And Fucking it deserved more Oscar. I'm getting off track. Holly's been good. I got some gifts like Robe. I got a Secret Santa gift, which I got the One Punch Man Season 1 and Black Panther on Blu-ray.
Nice.
Also a stun gun.
Oh.
Okay then.
Yeah, I was surprised too.
Have you had to use it recently?
Not really. I mean, I used to test it. I figured, okay. That's how it works. Like, it's why I better make sure not to stun myself.
Just checking.
Yeah, and lots of stuff happening. Like, a couple of days ago. We had this huge storm, which, not that our power for 8 hours. Yeah, no power for 8 hours.
Damn.
I mean, it kept back going around 10:30. Frankly, around Toonami, when I'm guessing Dr. Stone came on, or at least close to the internet. Even though, frankly, we'll cut up anyway. So it's just no good on that. And yeah, that's about it.
Hey, excellent. Anyway, as for me, well, played a couple shows with the band. Did find time to go see some movies. Saw Rise of Skywalker, which was, that was fine. Stuff I liked, stuff I thought was kind of dumb, but it was fine. Of course, Uncut Gems, which was fantastic. Saw Frozen 2, which was alright, I liked it fine enough. And then, of course, you know, the holiday stuff, you know, mostly like gift cards, money, friggin' new pair of headphones. What else? Oh yeah, there were a couple Secret Santa things. I got like a really cool Nightmare Before Christmas keychain, and a friend of mine who gave me that also like handmade a Legend of Zelda cross stitch pattern that I got it framed up above me right now. It's fucking beautiful and shit. And then of course, what for me was the big highlight was going to my first ever holiday Matsuri, which was a really fun weekend because I got to spend it with like a friend of mine that I have been talking with a lot through like Discord and stuff like that, but I actually met her in person and it was so much fun. And since I'm here, I've already mentioned this story on Twitter, but for listeners who maybe don't follow me there, I have to mention this story. So, okay, in our group chat with me, her, and a bunch of other people, there's a running gag where for a while she would often badger me for not really being firsthand familiar with the music of Billy Joel. She really likes him. I barely know shit about him. Well, you know, before I went through and listened to all of his albums. So, when I actually meet her for the first time, she hands me a gift, which is, let me see here, The Essential Billy Joel. And I'm just sitting there like, God damn it. Like, I'm staring like it's The Office or something. But then she insists, no, you should see inside, it's autographed, look. And so I open it up, and it's Black Sabbath's The End inside.
Ah, that old gag.
Seriously, I say this with no joke, you had to be there to witness it, but because of the circumstances, this is officially the best gift I've ever gotten. Nothing is ever going to top this as far as birthday or Christmas gifts. You just can't. I'm still smiling about it. It's so... oh, God. But, yeah, that was, is there anything else I'm missing over that whole break thing? No, that's basically about it. So, yeah, now we should move on to our regular business, starting, as we always do, with the new song discussions. As always, there will be a link down in the description to a place where you can follow along these songs and maybe pick out some things you like or dislike. Of course, we're going to start off with what we dislike first, because fuck you, that's how we roll. Because this Friday has decided, if things aren't bad enough, it wants to hit us with a new album from Halsey called Manic. And we have apparently there's been a few singles released already, and this is the latest one called You Should Be Sad. And I am sad, because I have to live in a world where Halsey releases music. And this song isn't particularly good, it's just some mediocre, horny-ass cowboy yeehaw pop or whatever, and it's like, no thanks, if I want horny cowboy pop, give me Lil Nas X and his increasingly more homoerotic fashion sense, thank you very much. I don't care how much fucking fuzzy distorted twang you throw on this song, this is just lame.
Yeah, and you know, the song is mostly about me just, okay, even the lyrics, like, you're not half the man that you think you are, it's basically her, like, you know, her and G-E's used to date, because they make that one crappy ass song together, which it was shit, and, yeah, probably, I think it's a ballad towards an ex, which I'm guessing is about him, because, well, it's the second song she's written that's basically a breakup song. The first one being, well, that one song from last year, whatever the fuck this song's called. But yeah, I'm not feeling this. Like, the whole deal is all horny. Yes, I mean, yes. Does it make people horny? Maybe, but the song ain't all that good.
I agree. I don't know why, but this song sounds like a song Mike Posner would write with that whole money and girls and cars verse, which he didn't actually. It just sounds like it. And the whole, ooh, we're sexy kind of thing. Yeah, no. Not doing it for me. And I'm not into that knockoff Shania Twain look either. Just stop. Please stop.
Yes, let's stop. And
yeah, we get it. Yeah, we get it. You're talking about G-Eazy. You're making me, you're making me hate y'all two even more even y'all broke up.
Yeah, let's just move on to the next thing here. So, yeah, more movie talk here. This one is a song from a soundtrack, specifically to the upcoming DC Comics film Birds of Prey, which, I gotta say, actually looks kind of good.
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to that. This looks like kind of fun, like what the other DC movie featured hardcore that is not.
Yeah, but anyway, I forget when the movie comes out exactly. I think it's either the 21st or the 14th, but we do know the soundtrack is coming out on the 7th of February. And, of course, we have a song released from that soundtrack called Diamonds, which is a collab between Megan Thee Stallion and Normani. And, I mean, it's about what you expect for, like, a soundtrack jam. You know, lyrics all about diamonds being a girl's best friend and all that. Megan's got some pretty decent flows here and there. Normani mostly just exists for, like, a poppy chorus and everything, and I don't know. I don't really have much to add. It's soundtrack piece. You get what you get.
Yeah, I gotta say, this kind of bangs. Like, this is basically the better version of that one song you got a gun that made for the Toy Angels movie that, well, no one saw. This song's a bop. And look at the soundtrack. This gonna be like pretty like very woman featured. Like woman featured. Like you got people like Doja Cat, Summer Walker. Lord, I don't know her name. You're back as well. Never mind.
But yeah, anyway, let's move on to this next song here, which is, of course, the kind of thing only I give a shit about because reasons. So this one comes courtesy of a newly formed group called Sideless Pit, featuring Dylan Walker, vocalist of Full of Hell, Lee Buford from The Body, and Lingua Ignota, who, if you remember, number 6 album of 2019. So, yeah, of course, this is a bunch of stuff that is completely and utterly my shit. They're releasing their debut project February 21st called Grave of a Dog, and we have the first track off the record, King's Corpse, which definitely wears its influences of its various members on its sleeve. It's mainly built around this electronic percussive sample with a lot of these unnerving low-end droning synths and this kind of gritty, static, white noise electronics. The kind of bouncy synthetic drum groove is definitely the influences of, like, The Body seeping in there. The vocals are predominantly Dylan's own. It's that, of course, characteristic, like, harsh screech over top everything. And then, of course, you have Lingua, Kristen Hader's more haughty, gothic, haunting vocals over top. It's, as you would expect from all these forces, it is dark, brooding, a very suffocating kind of jam. And as someone who likes all of those things, I am completely satisfied. I am a fan, and I have been serviced.
Yeah, so here are my thoughts on the song before pressing play. Okay, I'm curious as to what this will sound like. My thoughts after? Not quite what I was expecting, but I can vibe to this. But it's got a little to a lot of way too harsh compression going on there.
Ah, yes, production issues. Well, hopefully the next song we talk about won't have any such issues. Wait, who are we talking about next? Oh, yeah. Ozzy. So, he finally released the details of his upcoming album, Ordinary Man. We know the full track list, some of its collaborations, and that it will be coming out February 21st. Which means I'm technically right, even though I jotted it down as February 20-something in the list, because the YouTube link, for some reason, didn't have the album release date. I don't know why you wouldn't put that there, but whatever, fine, make me look stupid. Anyway, so we have the latest single from the album, the title track, which is actually a collaboration with, let me check my glasses here, Elton John. Huh? I mean, there's a part of me that sees those two names and I'm like, okay, that's something. But then actually listening to the song itself, it's kind of fits. I mean, we've all know that, like, Ozzy has done a lot of very ballady-type songs throughout his solo career, and Elton John, in a weird way, does seem like a decent fit for that type of Aussie song. I mean, the composition has that kind of, like, dreary moodiness that you would expect. He actually does perform a lot of the vocals on the song himself, and he does sound pretty great. Hell, he sounds better than Ozzy, if I'm being perfectly honest. And then, of course, you know, there's those more standard rock parts when the full band kicks in about halfway through. And, you know, it's all right. It's one of the better Ozzy ballads, I suppose. But, again, you know, there's the production thing.
Yeah, but it's not as loud as some of the other songs. It being more of a mellower track kind of helps in that matter, but there are still some parts where it goes, turn down the compression. But this sure is a pairing I never thought I'd see happen, because it's Ozzy Osbourne and Elton John. But, I mean, it's good, but there's nothing super, super remarkable to it to my ears.
Fair enough. We'll have to see how the full album plays out in, like, a month or so. Anyway, let's move on to the next track here. So apparently a lot of people decided they wanted to take pot shots at Ed Sheeran while we were gone.
Which is always welcomed.
I mean, you know, I'm pretty sure he showed up a couple... Correct me if I'm wrong, but he showed up a couple times on Todd's Worst Of list. Am I wrong there? I'm pretty sure he did.
Todd's and Fantano's.
Yeah, those two.
Yeah.
Apparently Stormzy has some kind of a beef with him now. Of all people. And now, of all the people getting in on this, fucking Black Midi? You know, those guys that released their debut album last year, Schlangenheim. Pretty good noise rock album, I'd say. But at some point, while we were gone, I think it was actually recently, like a couple days ago, they uploaded this track online called Dead Sheeran. And apparently they just kind of, like, took it down immediately, but someone grabbed it, a rip of it, and put it on YouTube. So, of course, now it exists out in the ether, and here's the thing. I can't tell to what degree this is real, or this is just them taking the piss. Because, I mean, it sounds very noisy and glitchy, as you would expect from a Black Midi track. Lots of fluttery synths, scratchy noise, bizarro vocal passages. There's a Eurodance sample in there, which I know I've heard before, but I can't name the fucking song. For some reason, it decides to sample that fucking god-awful Will.i.am Britney Spears song, Scream and Shout. And plenty of weird, bizarre lyrics, of course. There are lyrics in there about how much Ed Sheeran sucks and is a sellout. And all I can really say in response is, I cannot wait to see Black Midi show up on season 5 of the Eric Andre Show.
This is one weird, bizarro-ass track. Like all these things, when the samples and the weird, I'm guessing it's Euro Dance. I mean, I think I heard it before too, but I tried to figure what that was, but I couldn't figure it out either. But yeah, and then the weird sample of that one Britney Spears song or that Will I Am song, whatever that shit song. But yeah, this is one weird ass track.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've heard a musical shitpost, and this more than fills that need. Also, I think one sample y'all forgot to mention is the sample of It's Britney, Bitch.
Well, I mean, that's what we said from Scream and Shout, because that song had a Britney bitch in it.
Oh, I'm thinking about the song it's actually from.
Look, I know, but like, there's already enough weirdness here. You're making my brain do extra work.
So, some work. Okay.
Moving on!
Oh, you set me up perfectly there.
Look, in my defense, my friends wouldn't let me borrow the brain cell today. So, anyway. Time to move on to something that's less weird. So, as we all know, Tame Impala are finally gearing up to release their latest album, The Slow Rush, on Valentine's Day. So, we have the newest single from the album, Lost in Yesterday. And this one feels more akin to the kind of Tame Impala jams I've enjoyed off Currents. There's a pretty decent groove here. That bass line very much feels more in line with, like, their typical, like, synthy pop rock kind of thing. There's this drifting kind of guitar work that kind of floats above the track with some more upfront buzzy guitar parts, you know, kind of punctuating the breaks in there. It's just an overall, you know, pretty solid atmospheric dream pop jam. I can groove with this. I dig it.
Yep, it's all groovy, vibey, all the good shit. I keep hearing from Tim Impala, and yes, I'm very looking forward to what they got coming Valentine's Day.
So, with that out of the way, now it's time to play a bit of catch-up with the past several entries of the Adult Swim Singles Program. First of these is a track called Void, courtesy of the band Algiers, who are gearing up to release their third full-length album this Friday, There Is No Year. And I've already heard the singles they've released so far, and going with this one as well, man, this is that good shit. It opens up right out of the gate with that really fuzzy noise in the fucking buzz-laden guitars, that thumping punk D-beat, all of that fucking guitar feedback mixing in against that kind of bluesier, like, melodic composition. Franklin's vocals on this just sound fucking fantastic, as always. It's a pretty short and sweet jam at about less than 3 minutes. God, this is just, like, this is indeed a jam, and just like with the other jams they've released so far from the album, man, I can't believe it. Just, I can't believe I have to wait, like, 4 more days to hear the first album of the year contender of 2020. I need this right now, man.
Yeah. Lo-fi punk with some drone to it. I can kind of dig that.
Now, we move on to the next track here, courtesy of Mike. Who's Mike? I don't know, there's a lot of Mikes. This guy just calls himself Mike. And he comes with a track called Number Days, with a Z, because that's important.
Yep, and I was going to say this. We're in, how many, I think we're in like eight tracks on this, and I think I found my favorite one so far. Because the way it starts off, it looks like it got this very vibey, like, sort of like dance beat going with it. Like, I want to say, like, sort of like a footwork type of thing, but when it slows down, whistles down a minute in, there's very chill hip hop beat. It's like, okay, this is bang. I was having this shit every time I play this. And Mike the rapper, he got a good verse in there as well, like just the one verse, but yeah, this is some, like, some very, like, it starts off, you know, very energetic, but more chill, like it's that whole energetic / chill shit, which I was fucking with. This is pretty good.
Yeah, this fucking beat is, what's the term? It bumps in the whip.
Yes,
exactly. Now to move on to our next track here, this one being from electronic music producer Machine Drum, featuring Jesse Boykins III. I'm hoping I jotted that down right, because, you know, the formatting on the AS Singles website. this one's called Wait For You. And yeah, this sounds like about what I expect from Machine Drum. There's a lot of floating ambience with its, you know, soft, serene synths, the very echoing vocals declaring the title of the song, just kind of, you know, helping out with that vibe. And there is that, like, consistent, driving, skittering drum beat to it. It's got, like, those sort of, like I said, those skittery vibes, but also that ambience. It's, again, a vibe jam. I can dig it.
I got much to say, but yeah, this shit also jams. Pretty good shit.
And now to move on to the last of the Adult Swim singles that we missed, this one being from a frequent returning participant, Jay Lynn, with a track called I Hate Being an Adult, which, first off, big mood.
Yeah.
And second off, this is one of the, I know this is a weird word to use, but this is kind of one of the heavier Jay Lynn jams I think I've ever heard, mostly because while it does still have plenty of those footwork traditions in there, especially with a lot of the skittery hi-hats and that particular snare sound to it, it's very much on the more dubstep side of things. Like when you hear, like, those super blown out bass distortions buzzing and ripping through the mix and everything, those drops and just the general, there's kind of this hard, like, stomping, pounding effect to, like, the drum and percussion rhythms in there in a way that almost kind of feels vaguely metal-ish. Like, in a weird way, I could almost imagine this being like if you try to take a Matt Halpern drum rhythm and synthesize it electronically. It's a jam, I'll give it that, but this is kind of a, like, a weird direction to get used to with what we know from Jay Lynn so far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, yeah, this blend of, I'm guessing this mix of, I call it Duffoot, that sounds stupid. Okay, dubstep and footwork, I don't know, like, a dub work, footstep.
Footstep!
Whatever you call it. Whatever you call it, it sounds good, and yeah, this is something that's, you know, slightly different than what Jalen does. Like, this also bops too.
Yeah, so now that we're all caught up with that, time to move on to our last two tracks here. First up, I don't know if you heard the news, but we're getting a new Body Count album this year. March 6th, it's called Carnivore. And we have the lead-off, you know, single here, which is, of course, the title track. So, yeah, this one definitely intros things in a very menacing manner. You know, kind of a doomy, slow build-up with plenty of police sirens over top and everything. Then when it gets into the actual meat of the song, well, meat is right. There are some very meaty, chuggy, down-tuned riffing going on. There's some occasional double kick and tremolo parts in there, mainly during the guitar solo and stuff. Of course, that chorus has, like, that really sick added effect of just, like, that bellowing background vocal that just sounds really deep, death metal-y and menacing. And, of course, Ice-T is Ice-T. It's kind of a jam. I can fuck with this.
Yeah, as per usual, this has some real sharp teeth to it with some meaty riffs all over this track that I dare say put it high in line and on top of some of the newer contemporaries of the metal scene. Like...
Oh my fucking god. Why does this song and this band have to be on the first week back? You couldn't have given us, like, a month or something? Oh, man. So
I got a house and you got this one.
Yeah, I didn't even plan it that way, but we torture Mark first and we annoy me last, so here we go. Alright, so March 13th, we can expect Underneath, the fourth full-length studio album from metal contemporary darlings Code Orange. Ah, boy. So, of course, with that announcement came the release of its lead-off single, the title track, and, you know, it starts off Code Orangey enough with those industrial thumping synthetic drums, a lot of those howling, whirring mechanical bits, some of which I assume are probably made by a guitar or something. And then as the song goes on, and definitely when the chorus hits, it's definitely really 90s alt-rock and grunge, kind of channeling a heavy amount of almost an Alice in Chains vibe in pieces. And, you know, to be fair, they do have an affinity for 90s alt-rock motifs in their fucking annoying-ass industrial deathcore whatever framework. And then, of course, the breakdown part kicks in, and the guitars squeal, and everything is all muddy in its production, and... Look, I guess technically this isn't the worst thing in the world. Certainly far from the worst Code Orange song ever, and believe me, there are plenty I could say about that. But, like, I don't know. I'm not sure why we need to have this band around to be a thing. Shit, even a lot of the diehard Code Orange fans are kind of scratching their heads here, not knowing what to make of this. Like, damn.
Well, if it's any consolation, this might be the year where some of the press darlings might be sliding down in the rankings or whatever they're measured by. But while I don't have the massive hate boner for this band as Rob does, is it wrong for me to call this kind of bland? It's got some neat elements to it, dark synths, straightforward song progression, meaty guitar chords, but I don't know. Maybe because I've heard other bands do, you know, go harder and heavier, that this just doesn't really register to me. You know, I was expecting a punch in the mouth. Instead, I got, like, a tap on the cheek.
Meanwhile, I'm just sitting here waiting for that second album from Vane already. But anyway, that about covers the new song discussions. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we have the news. So stay tuned. And we are back. And unfortunately, our first news topic returning is a very, very tragic one. We received, the music world received news in the past week that, unfortunately, Neil Peart, longtime drummer of the band Rush, often considered the greatest rock drummer of all time, passed away at the age of 67 from brain cancer. This is another case of fuck cancer.
Yeah, this one hurts. This one hurts real deep.
Yeah. Like, this is probably the hardest that a famous person's death has hit me in a while, because, like, I don't know if I ever mentioned this on this podcast, but Rush was the second band that I ever saw live in concert. I saw them when they were touring behind Snakes and Arrows. Shit, I'm wearing the tour t-shirt right now from that show. And I cannot stress enough just how much of a religious experience it basically was seeing Peart behind the kit as a teenager. And just, like, in the subsequent years, digging more into Rush's back catalog and on my fucking dinky-ass drum kit, trying to do anything I could to even get close to approximating any of his drum parts, whether it be Spirit of Radio or Limelight or, you know, stuff like that. It's just, God, man, that was...
Yeah. I really regret not going to see Rush in concert when I had the chance to back in my high school days. But yeah, to think this has been quiet for the entirety of it for 3 years. Nobody knew. It's kind of insane to think about, considering the day and age that we live in, where everything is known everywhere.
Yeah, just these things just sneak up on you, and it's really hard to do. It's really hard to deal with. Mm-hmm. I've pretty much been jamming a lot of Rush, just like nonstop, on and off, consistently. Just.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if they're going to be still doing this by the time this is out, but on SiriusXM, their Deep Tracks channel has been playing Rush pretty much nonstop since Saturday morning. That's a nice little tribute, because you'll hear a lot of the deeper cuts from the Rush discography. I even heard 2112 on there earlier today, all 20-some-odd minutes of it.
Mm. Yeah, the tributes are pouring in from everywhere. Even Metallica sharing video of a live cover of Tom Sawyer, which was...
Mm. Mm-hmm.
This is one of those tough things. Let's move on. This is getting stressful to think about. So anyway, time to move on to our next topic. Our favorite way to kick off the year, looking at the lineup for Coachella 2020 edition, taking place April 10th through 12th and 17th through 19th in Indio, California. And doesn't suck as bad this year?
No, it doesn't
suck.
It's actually pretty okay. Man, I guess we can retire the meme for 1 year at least.
I mean, I'm probably still gonna do the thumbnail. I'll just have to revise the text within it. So, anyway, look, you can't let a good joke die, okay? So let's actually look at the weekend to weekend lineup. So, the Friday lineup, your big headlining act is Rage Against the Machine. If only I could be there to see them take the piss out of all the rich kids going there to this festival. So yeah, alongside them you have the likes of Calvin Harris, Run the Jewels, Rex Orange County, Megan Thee Stallion, Big Bang, Brockhampton, Big Sean, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, City Girls, not Peter Capaldi, Madion, Charlie XCX, Lane 8, Grizz, Chicano Batman, Omar Apollo, Kim Petras, Idols, ooh, very nice, Daphne, the Martinez Brothers, Pink Sweats, Peggy Gao. Oh, the creator of Minecraft and Harry Potter, Hatsune Miku.
Yeah.
The Regrets, Friendly Fires. Oh, shit, I actually skipped the one. Son of a bitch, I think. Tonight, Rich Brian, Damian Lazarus, Princess Nokia, Slow Tie, YBN Corday, Toki Monsta, The Chats, Nikki, Malau, Pup, nice, The Who, then, you know, The Regrets, Friendly Fires, Steeford Mods, Eric Murillo, Cashmere Cat, Beach Bunny, Taiga, oh god, Code Orange is there too. Jesus fuck.
You can't escape him.
And yeah, a bunch of other names which I do not recognize. But anyway, now let's move on. Who wants to take over the Saturday lineup?
I'll take over Saturday, as is tradition. Okay, so your Saturday headliner, Gone on You with the pick and roll, Young LaFlame, He in Sicko Mode, Travis Scott.
Hmm.
Yeah, fill in the lineup. We have Flume, Tom York. I have to zoom in here. Tomorrow's Modern Boxes, whatever the hell that is. Disclosure, whoever the hell that is. 21 Savage. Composer extraordinaire Danny Elfman.
Huh.
Yeah. Also from Oingo Boingo, but that's not important right now. Charlotte's Own DaBaby, who might not get arrested out of nowhere this time. You fucking pigs. Guy's been arrested twice in a month out of nowhere. Come on.
Damn.
All right. Anyway, we also have here Summer Walker, Anita, I said that right, Caribou, Joji, our boy.
Nice.
Test Pilot, not featuring Post Malone, Sway Lee. Black Coffee. Okay. Kuko, Jai Wolf, Roddy Rich, Yeji, Coffee with a K. So I guess this is not black coffee, it's medium roast? I don't know. Chami, Dixon, Hot Chip, Carly Rae Jepsen, maybe with her sword. Maybe with her sword, maybe?
Yeet!
Okay. And we have, rounding out the rest of the lineup, DJ Cozy, or Coz, Floating Points, Freddie Gibbs and Madlib.
Yeah.
Bad, bad, not good.
Yeet.
Double yay.
Yeah. And we have Pablo Vitar, Mika, Anna, Snail Mail, Kruder and Dorfmeister, Steve Lacey, Weas Blood, I think. Oh, well.
I guess.
Masigo, Orville Peck, Chelsea Cutler, Sean Cutie in Egypt 80, Matoma, 100 Gex,
nice.
Black Midi, Niloufer Yanya, Chris Liebing, Ravina, Sasha Sloan, B. Badoobi, Ezra Collective, Inner Wave, Emo Night, I think every night's Emo Night in some sections of the world, Girl in Red, Aya Nakamura, Sama, Beach Goons, Fountains DC, The Murder Capital, Paco Osuna, Mannequin Pussy, one of Crash Thompson's list entries.
Yeah, I heard that album actually. It was pretty good.
Yeah. The Comet is Coming, Whipped Cream, Anna Calvi, Gigi McCree, Ellen Eileen, Anyva, DJ Lord, and Sarah Landry. Whew.
A lot of names there.
Yep.
So now we simply leave it up to Mark to round out what is the Sunday lineup for Coachella.
Ah, yes. On Sunday, April 2019, you'll get what the kids of Cap Fault Now won in the first place. Frank Ocean.
Ah.
As for other people, we have Lana Del Rey, Little Uzi, Dale Caesar, GGK, I mean FKA Twigs, you know, Marina, Louis the Child, Ari Lennox, right? Fatboy Slim, Banda MS, our meme overlord of 2019 and beyond, Lil Nas X. Old Town
Road, that's how you make memes, Uzi.
Yeet.
That's how you make memes.
Yeah. All right. Mira Musa, Duck Sauce, which I think still have some, Jesse Reyes, Slander, Ezekiel, I mean, Denzel Curry.
I still gotta listen to that new mix.
Yes, you should. It's so good. Oh my god, it's so good.
Yeah. We have Jid. I'm not gonna pronounce his name.
Oh yeah, it's in Russian.
Yeah, none of us can speak the language.
We cannot speak. I'm not saying it. Epic High, Duke DeMont, Laura Dangle. Yeah, Coden Gray, Bowden, in some sausage or something. I don't know. Bishop Briggs, parentheses Sandy, Alex G, Big Wild, Alec Benjamin, No Name, Young Blood, Dave, Sebastian, Kerry Pyrmu.
Wait, hold up. J-pop sensations Kiari Pamyu are performing at Coachella.
Yeah.
Yep.
In the same year that's got Hatsune Miku, Danny Elfman, and Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah.
What even is this year?
It doesn't make sense, but, you know.
Let's go with it. Okay, Emotional Oranges, Channel Trey, Crumb, Doja Cat, Ed Maverick, Ali Gaddy, he's a bunch of, you know what, if you get a bunch of other motherfuckers in there, like, you got Black Pumas, Sampa the Great, not that other Sampa, though, but yeah, that's, oh yeah, featuring 88 Rising's Double Happiness on Saturday.
Ah, that is a thing. Yeah, this... I have no idea what the hell's going on with this festival lineup. Like, at least the others you could say were predictable to the point of boring, but there is just... Every now and then, there's the thing that makes you just pop your eyes like... Huh.
Hmm.
I mean, my broke ass still ain't gonna be able to go because I'm saving my money for trips to other things, but... For you kids that want to go out there to watch Hatsune Miku try to sell you, you know, Figmas, and then hear Rage Against the Machine yell at you about how you're stupid for buying Figmas, well, you know, that's what you do. That's how y'all roll. So anyway, time to move on to the other festival lineup that we got here. Bonnaroo 2020. Of course, taking place, let me see here. Dang, why didn't I get it? Oh, yeah. June 11th through the 14th, you know, as it always does at Manchester. So, of course, you got your Thursday lineup, which has stuff like Grand Ole Opry, 99 Neighbors, Andy Frasco, Big Something, Devin Gilfin, Ezra Klutz, a bunch of names you don't care about. But everybody knows...
It's always the local nights for, you know, the locals in Tennessee.
Pretty much.
Like the Grand Ole Opry.
Now, anyway, let's move on to the actual meat of the lineup. Friday, 6/12. Your big headliner for that night, Tool. And, of course, accompanying them will be the likes of Miley Cyrus.
Well, that's a mood change.
Bass Nectar, the 1975, Run the Jewels, Glass Animals, Young the Giant, Megan Thee Stallion, Tipper, Brittany Howard, Primus, Dashboard Confessional, Big Wild, Ganja White Knight, Lennon Stella, The Band Camino, apparently that's their actual name, The Band Camino, Wallows, Pigeons Playing Ping Pong, okay, Turkows, Ekali, Svudin Death, Still Woozy, Tones and I, Mark Rebelitz, just a bunch of other names that I'm not terribly familiar with, so let's move on then. Might as well go to the Saturday lineup. Who's got that one on lock?
I got it. So, for Saturday, June 13th, your big headliner for this day is Lizzo.
Yeet.
Right.
Going from Tool to Lizzo. Something's a little off balance here. Okay, but rounding out the lineup for this day, we have Flume again.
Hey.
Oysterhead. Bring the metal, Tenacious D, please.
Please. Especially after that last album.
Yeah. Jason Isbell and the 400 Units. King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Probably playing six albums worth of music that day. Once again, Charlotte's Own DaBaby. Seven Lions. Super Jam, Sylvan Esso presents with, this is a weird type font I'm seeing here.
Yeah, who understands formatting these days?
Yeah, anyway, Kevin Gates. Oh boy. Nelly performing Country Grammar. That song has aged like spoiled rotten milk.
I forgot the song been that damn long.
Let me in. Let me in. Bill Gates, Donald Trump, let me in. Yeah. Anyway, Troy Boy, Dermot Kennedy, Subtronics, Denzel Curry, yo!
Yeet!
Oh, that mix, you know, that mix is so good. All right, J.I.D., Mandolin Orange, The Growlers, Billy Strings, Mountain Joy, Yeji, Moody Good, EOB, I don't know how you say it, and just running the rest of this out, Marcus King Band, Wooly Surfaces, Slow Tie, Dr. Fresh, well, the C, Hero of the Band, Niloufer Yanya, Jupiter and Aquas, William Black, Lick, and DJ Mel.
Yep. Now we move on to the last date here, Sunday, June 14th. Mark, care to take it over?
Yep. And so continuing the whole movie plash of, we have Tool, you have Lizzo, now you have Tame Impala. That's a bit of a movie plash. Also with them performing on Sunday, you got Lana Del Rey, I'm saying her name again, Vampire Weekend, okay, Leon Bridges, Young Thug of Maine, wait, Grammy Award winner, Young Thug of Maine, Grace Potter, Flogging Molly, Rez, Boombox Cartel, okay, Green Sky, Bluecrest, The Struts, KM, Arthur Tree, Peekaboo, Morgan Wallen, LS Dream, Pine Grove, Kyoko, St. John, Overpick, Phoebe Kuti and Positive Force, Colony House, Bonnie X Clyde, Bill Freshel, Harmony featuring Peter Hayden, Hank Roberts, and Luke Berman, Elder Brook, and McCraven.
I think my big takeaway from this is, wow, Flogging Molly is still around? Huh. Anyway, so yeah, there's your lineup for Bonnaroo. Maybe not as eccentric as having Danny Elfman, Kiari Pomu Pomu, and those type of acts, but you know, for those who want to see Tool and then immediately jump into, you know, Run the Jewels, there's a thing that's good for your soul. You know, I'm not going to judge you. Whatever, you listen to what you want, man.
Yeah, and if you want to, and if you want to get high to him and power, then that's cool too.
So yeah, that does it for like the main news topics. But we're gonna round things out here with a little bit of riffing fun, because as we all know, whenever it gets to the end of a year, Billboard magazine likes to do their tabulations and put out, you know, 100 biggest hit songs of the year. But now we have the wrinkle of having finished a whole decade. So they've put out a decade-end Hot 100 chart for the 2010s, and, you know, why not? I mean, Mr. Alex here already riffed on it in Twitter form, so why don't we get to join in on the fun as well, as we have to reach into the recesses of our memory banks and remember things. So I guess we might as well start from the bottom of the list here. So number 100 on their top 100 hits of the decade, Ho Hey by the Lumineers.
I hate this song so much.
This is why people shit. There you go.
Yeah. I couldn't tell you what the song sounds like from memory, so... Anyway, number 99, Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus. That one I do remember from memory, and I fucking hate it.
I've been the memes. Make this worthwhile.
Okay. Number 98, In My Feelings by Drake.
You're going to have to be more challenge.
Specific. I don't remember much. Which Drake is Drake again? I'm confused.
The fuckboy.
You're going to have to be more specific.
It's that damn song that goes, Kiki, do you love me? Are you right? That shit. No.
Huh. Anyway, number 97, Break Your Heart by Tayo Cruz featuring Ludacris. Oh yeah, Tayo Cruz once. Was a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was trying to remember where I knew this song from. It was in a Weird Al polka medley. That's all I know about it.
Yeah. Anyway, number 96, Panda by Desiigner.
Oh, panda, rada.
Now I just want to listen to Panini again.
Anyway, hey, Panini.
Anyway, number 94, Super Bass by Nicki Minaj. Oh wait, hang on, that's you skipped Smudge one. Wait, did I? Oh man, why did I skip 95. That one? I actually like that one. Number 95, Fuck You by CeeLo Green. You know, that's a jam. I can jam it.
It's a jam.
Yeah.
Good jam.
Straightforward as all can be.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, number 94, Super Bass. Who fucking cares?
I mean, where did this Nicki Minaj disappear to?
I don't know.
Never mind.
I don't fucking know, man. She's trying too hard to regain her street cred, I guess.
Trying to be like Cardi B is what she's trying to do.
Anyway.
You can say she's got competition. Or better female rappers that aren't just her.
Blech.
Like Meg Thee Stallion. And Rico Nasty as well.
True. Anyway, number 93, Heathens by 21 Pilots. Yeah.
We got nothing to say. There you go.
It number stinks.
That's it. It stinks. number 92, Hotline Bling. I mean, at the very least, it's track. One of the few Drake songs I can tell apart from the other ones.
He used to call me on my cell phone. Yeah, whatever. I don't care, Aubrey.
Speaking of not caring, number 91, Take Me to Church by Hozier.
Oh, God. This is such dreary, monotone, morose indie rock crap.
I'm not going to disagree with you there, man. Anyway, number 90, Timber by Pitbull featuring Kesha. It's a song that exists.
You know how you want to know how disposable pop music was in the last decade? You put anyone else in the song, it'll sound the exact same.
Yeah, pretty much.
And it's also a song you hear at every wedding dance. Just like...
Number 89, Meant to Be by Bebe Rexha and Florida Georgia Line.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Watered Down Beer Country. It's so awful.
Speaking of awful, number 88, Sucker by Jonas Brothers.
I'll tell you what, this song can suck.
Anyway, number 87, once again, The Fuckboy with Nice For What.
Oh yeah, that's the one that sampled that one Mary J. Blige song. Ugh. And Dino, what's the sad part about this? I live with Scorpion. This is the only quote unquote good song on there.
That is sad.
And even then, you have to put quotes, which just kind of proves the point.
Yeah, and speaking of Canadian fuckboys,
number 86, yeah. What Do You Mean by Justin Bieber, aka, I'm pretty sure this song only exists to sell Microsoft Surface tablets. Or am I thinking of a different Justin Bieber song? At the end of the day, who the hell cares?
Who cares?
We will not stream Yummy, motherfucker.
No.
We deliberately ignored it this week, and we will continue to ignore it.
Not good.
Anyway, number 85, Stronger, What Doesn't Kill You by Kelly Clarkson.
I have heard better from her.
I guess.
It's for sucker moms.
Straight up. The Karens of the world, this is for you. Number 84, Bad Romance by Lady Gaga. I like
this
that song.
This should be so much higher.
Yeah, especially when you see what's coming further down the line. Anyway, number 83, Cheerleader by OMI.
I heard this before mostly due to Vine, when that was a thing. Has a nice sound to it. That's it.
You kids and your Vine memes. Anyway, number 82, Can't Stop the Feeling by Justin Timberlake. Oh, I highly disagree.
Remember him?
We can, in fact, stop the feeling because we stopped feeling anything for you during the back half of this entire fucking decade.
Yeah.
Remember he had an album out 2 years ago? Do you even remember that Man in the Woods happened? I fucking don't. And I don't remember what the fuck happened in between that and whatever the fuck was before.
Well, he showed up at the Super Bowl from a halftime show, and that's the last we ever heard of him.
He might have actually disappeared to the woods for all we know.
Yeah, and ladies and gentlemen, behold the low point of Max Martin's songwriting career. He's done much better work than this.
Anyway, number 81, Proof of the Double-Edged Sword of Memes as a Force for Good and Evil in the Music World, Watch Me by Silent O.
Yes, the other Vine song, except the other song that got put on Vine and... not as good.
It tried way too hard to be a meme. And, you know, it's just a terrible song.
I do not wish to whip or nay-nay. I will gladly dab, though. Only in specific context, and if you PayPal me $50. Look, I need money, okay? I'm desperate. Anyway, number 80, Bodak Yellow by Cardi B. It's a song.
In other words, it's better than Kodak Black. That's all I got.
I mean,
what isn't? Yes, it's the reason why we all know who Cardi B is now. Anyway, number 79, the worst song I've ever heard with this title, "Psycho" by Post Malone featuring Ty Dolla Sign. It holds no candle. Just give me the System of a Down Psycho, or even that Denzel Curry Slow Tie Psycho. Songs that actually sound psycho! Number 78, Airplanes by B.O.B. featuring Hayley Williams.
Remember
we used to be a talent? Remember somebody could be like, you used to go rap before the whole Earth is Flat bullshit?
Yes, you went from having a Billboard smash hit with Hayley Williams to getting into a rap beef with Neil deGrasse Tyson's son. Oh, yeah. I hope you're proud of yourself.
Anton created this before as well.
Yes, we all remember the meme, I'll crash that fucking airplane. We know the one.
Yeah, you know, get that a piece.
Number 77, Payphone by Maroon 5 featuring Who Gives a Fuck.
I'm at a payphone. Yeah, it's annoying, I know.
God. Anyway, I wonder what the hell's next. Number 76. Oh, fuck! Sugar by Maroon 5. two Maroon 5 songs in a row. That's like getting kicked violently in both your testicles.
You want to know something sad? Last decade, we had the first YouTube video hit 1 billion views. This song has 3 billion views.
Wait, Sugar?
Yeah.
Why?
I asked why, but...
I don't know why.
This is a hell world that we live in. This is hell. This is literally hell. Anyway, crossing... we're now at about quarter of the way through, so number 75, Thank You Next by Ariana Grande. Yeah. It's kind of weird to see like the more recent songs that peak up at this part, but, you know, streaming and everything.
Yeah, it's a good song. It bops. I like the I'm so fucking grateful for my ex. Yeah, it's good.
Anyway, number 74, Proof That COD Reggae Is Unfortunately Not Completely Dead. Oh, Rude by Magic.
Oh, no.
You know, if I wanted to hear a bunch of white guys do awful fake reggae, I'll just tear off my ears and play some UB40 or Sublime.
True that.
Ugh.
Anyway, number 73, Roar by Katy Perry.
Oh, yeah. Inspirational song number 471.
Everything by Oasis, that goddamn Little Talk song, and this. All designed to piss me off.
Why did we ever let Katy Perry be a thing? Anyway, number 72... Better Now by Post Malone.
But Post is, it's there.
Yeah.
Mm.
Number 71, Can't Hold Us by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
Remember him?
Flag on the play. If you reference Return of the Mac in your first verse, you better deliver. This doesn't deliver.
Would this be a bad time to mention I still think this song is kind of a bop? I like it, fight me!
I mean, it's better than Thrift Shop, so...
Anyway, number 70, Stay With Me by Sam Smith.
The song Louis Capaldi wish he wrote.
Well, won't you?
Oh, God, Mark, come on. Jesus. Anyway, number...
I'm about to sing into the next one.
Anyway, number... Nice. No, wait. Is this on not nice? Seven Rings by Ariana Grande.
I don't find you threatening me. If you say, give me the loot here, Ariana Grande, I don't find you threatening. I just say, oh, that's adorable. But no, you're not the right little girl.
It wasn't the best track off that album.
Anyway, number 68. Oh my god, this fucking song. Need You Now by Lady Antebellum. I do not like it. I do not like hearing it. I do not like that it was played into oblivion. I do not like it.
Yeah. Seconded.
Anyway, number 67. Oh, hey, here's a band I haven't thought about in... ever. Some Nights by Fun.
Period.
This song is better than We Are Young. I don't care what anyone says.
Oh, I'll drink to that, man.
I'll second that as well.
Oh, good. I'm not alone then.
Number 66, Cheap Thrills by Sia featuring Sean Paul.
Does it be Rihanna?
I don't fucking know anymore, man.
It's only a Rihanna song.
It's not. But again, everything I said about Timber applies here. You put anyone else in, it sounds exactly the same.
Number 65, Blank Space by Taylor Swift. Okay.
Put down the fake Death Note, Taylor. You are not Light Yagami.
Yeah.
You like Turner.
Straight up. Anyway, number 64, Wow by Post Malone. Again, who gives a fuck? Number 63, Can't Feel My Face by The Weeknd.
This really was a breath of fresh air in 2015. Like I said, dark, but bubbly.
And to think, four years later, he would go on to punch Adam Sandler in the face.
Yeah. Much like how the Oscars punched him in the face.
Anyway, number 62. Oh, God fucking damn it.
Oh, yeah.
Fancy. Iggy Azalea and Charlie XCX. No one, don't you dare, even sarcastically, start singing the chorus of that song, because I swear to fucking God.
Oh, was it?
Nope.
Good, don't. Anyway, number 61, Bad Guy by Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
Personally speaking, I still prefer You Should See Me in a Crown, but preferences are preferences.
Yeah, and Bury Your Friend is also really good, too.
Yeah. What I'm saying is that this was good, but the other tracks on the album was better.
Straight up. Anyway, number 60, and oh boy, this is a fucking deep drill down that I didn't know still remembered. OMG by Usher featuring Will.i.am.
Oh yeah.
This was Usher's last ever number one hit single.
Pretty much, because, like, after that, Usher was, like, nowhere to be found. I mean, at least, like, I know he had, like, another hit in 2016, but not, like, a number one hit, but, like, a It's There hit. I think he made an album, like, a couple years ago, like, I think he called it A, like, it was when, I think, it was something, like, people forgot about it, is what I'm saying.
And that is the point. Anyway, number 59, Havana by Camila Cabello featuring Young Thug.
Is there? That's all I got.
I still remember having to sit through this performance at the Grammys when it's kicked off the show, which, by the way, the Grammys are in 2 weeks. How the hell did that happen?
Weird scheduling. Anyway, number 58, Don't Let Me Down by the Chainsmokers. You can't let us down if you never gave us any expectations in the first place.
Proof that you should never try to diversify your portfolio.
This song sucks. It's not even the one song, and it's the one Chainsmokers song I hate the most, but we'll get to that.
Anyway, number 57, Wake Me Up by Avicii.
When an EDM producer makes a better indie folk song than other indie folk bands, that's when alternative rock radio is truly dead.
Pretty much. May he rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Anyway, number 56, I Like It by Cardi B, Bad Bunny, and J Balvin. I don't want to think about this song. Don't make me think about this song.
Nor do I want to think about the next song.
Oh boy.
55, Hey Soul Sister by Train. Pat Monahan, Your Brain Scares Me.
If you say, some gangsta I'm so thug, and you sound like that, please shut the fuck up. You don't sound threatening enough to sound like this, to say that. Ever.
Yeah, anyway. Number 54, Grenade by Bruno Mars.
It's fine. It's all right, but he's done better since then.
Yes, he has. Number 53, Work by Rihanna featuring Drake.
I'll say this. I don't hate the track as much. It's just like it's just not what I go back to the most. I mean, this decade, Rihanna, I mean, she, like, usually, I know, like, last decade, well, the decade before the last one, she put out a lot of work, but I think during this era, she kind of slowed down a bit. I mean, the last album was, like, 2016. But, yeah, this year, the song is, it don't do much for me, and, yeah, you'll know about, wheelchair fuckboy.
Yeah, anyway, number 52... Hello by Adele.
I never need to hear this song ever again.
Yeah, so don't shout it while you're asleep.
Yeah.
Anyway, now we're at the halfway point. Number 51, Lucid Dreams by Juice WRLD.
Yeah, look, I know since he tragically passed away at 21, like, we were joking about the song. I don't know. I got nothing.
It's fine. It's perfectly adequate for what it is.
Yeah, and now moving on to the second half of the list, starting at number 50, Dynamite by Tayo Cruz.
Oh, this is the most basic club pop imaginable. Thought went into it.
Yep, around that time when club pop was the thing.
Yeah. Anyway, number 49, California Girls by Katy Perry featuring Snoop Dogg.
Boy, this sure is a song that exists, all right.
The song that made Tyler Shadow say, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry."
Yeah. Anyway, number 48, Sorry by Justin Bieber.
Moving on. Again, when that stream yummy, I'm going for the box. And yes.
One Republic said, it's too late to apologize. This guy should have took the message.
Yeah. Anyway, number 47, Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran.
Well, once upon a time, he was just a white guy with an acoustic guitar. Then he wrote this song. And every 20-something white woman dreams of dancing to this track at their storybook wedding in a gigantic church with tassels and chandeliers. And oh, God, I hate weddings.
Anyway, number 46, Love the Way You Lie by Eminem featuring Rihanna. Lord knows how sick I got of this song, even though it was technically one of the more dignified Eminem tracks of the 2010s, I guess.
Yeah,
this is not a good decade for him.
Yeah, anyway, number 45, Locked Out of Heaven by Bruno Mars.
It's very, very funky.
Yeah.
Everybody says, hey, bro, you finally doing music that is an ass. Good. Yeah. Keep it that way.
The start of his retro revival.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyway, after that, there's number 44, Give Me Everything, Pitbull, Neo, Afrojack. Who cares? It's another Pitbull song.
The second line of this song is...
Do that with a Kodak.
Picture that with a Kodak.
Sponsored by Kodak.
I don't have to say anything else.
No, we do not. Anyway, number 43, Firework by Katy Perry.
Other inspirational song that's there, it's there.
Yeah. Number 42, Love Yourself by the other Canadian fuckboy. I mean, I love myself more than I love you, which is to say, not at all. Yeah. I don't like you. Go away.
Also, you know this cover by Ed Sheeran, right? Or I think Ed Sheeran wrote it, or I don't know. Ed Sheeran was involved.
I think he wrote it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, number 41. Oh, here's a name I haven't had to think about in forever. Trap Queen by Fetty Wap. Yeah. Have fun with that, I guess.
Is this guy incapable of holding a note?
Yes.
God.
Now, number 40. Oh, God, I hate this song so much. E.T. by Katy Perry featuring Kanye West.
Fuck his own Shrek. Okay.
Hard to believe that Kanye was doing features on pop tracks once upon a time. It's a shame that it's not on a good one.
Yeah. That's just how it be sometimes. Anyway, number 39, Counting Stars by One Republic.
Another last big single before we forgot One Republic even existed.
Anyway, number 38, Someone Like You by Adele.
Also the song Louis Capaldi tried to write.
And failed.
Pretty much.
Number 37. Oh, dear Lord. How the fuck did we let this one be a hit? Sexy and I Know It by LMFAO.
We were blitzed out of our minds.
Just listen to Bad Touch by the Bloodhound Gang. At least that song's funny on purpose. As actual punchlines. Anyway, number 36, Radioactive by Imagine Dragons.
That's how I first know about these guys. That and the fact I think there's a remix with Dim and Kendrick Lamar on it. Yeah, that happened.
Yeah, once upon a time they did play guitars, and then they stopped.
Yeah, where does the time even go? Now, moving on to number 35, One Dance by Drake featuring Wizkid and God, there was a lot of fucking Drake here.
Yeah. In other words, the start of most people do with generic dancehall shit.
Yeah.
Or in this case, dancehall.
Anyway, number 34, Sick Beats. It is not very sick at all, Taylor Swift. And no, I will not shake it off. And I will not deal with your weird, bad Fall Out Boy impression.
That's why she got Brendan Urie involved.
You know, that makes a lot of sense in retrospect. Anyway, number 33, Happier by Marshmello and Bastille.
Oh, yeah, that song.
Let's see. Super homogenized EDM mixed with super homogenized indie rock. It's ungodly boring.
And you even went away from the music video, which, yeah, why would you feature a fucking dog dying?
If I want dead dogs, I'll just watch JoJo, thank you very much. Anyway, number 32, All of Me by John Legend. I'm sorry, this song is just fucking boring.
Yeah, I agree. Why is this so high? Like, swap this with Bad Romance and I'm happy.
Number 31, The Hills by The Weeknd.
Yeah. A little too bass boosted for my liking, but still a prime cut from Beauty Behind the Madness.
Anyway, number 30, That's What I Like by Bruno Mars.
Mm-hmm. I like this track more than the title track anyway. It's a lot more fun and easygoing, more romantic in a way. Than, you know, just saying, hey, we got gold. No, we got it. That's better.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's true. And some time, in time past, like, yeah, this is, you know, my favorite is one more, but yeah.
Yeah, so now we move on to number 29, We Are Young, Fun featuring Janelle Monáe. Are we sure we couldn't swap this back with fucking Some Nights?
I guess not.
Okay. I want to say, where's this feature, Janelle Monáe? That's some bullshit because we barely hear Janelle Monáe on this fucking track. It's like, she's like very under this petition. Like, we can barely hear her ass. Like, you should have not just. Because you barely. Yeah, I'm saying, you wasted her, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Number 28. One More Night by Maroon 5.
Oh, boy.
God. Lame.
Yeah. Anyway, number 27, Thrift Shop by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
Also lame.
I like this song. Fight me. Anyway, number 26, oh, God, Dark Horse.
now.
Oh, don't tell me you're going to make a defense of this bullshit.
I will still stand by. This is one of her better hits. It has a unique flair to it that makes it stand out a little bit more compared to Teenage Dream and California Girls.
I'm not even going to get into it with you right now.
Well, that's how I feel about you in Thrift Shop, okay?
Motherfucker. Anyway, number 25,
again.
See You Again by Wiz Khalifa featuring Charlie Puth.
This song is so terrible. It's a groaner.
Pretty much.
Yeah, also known as the sad song you always listen to when you're watching Furious 7. Even though it comes to the movie, well, it's kind of sad because that comes of, well, you know what happened.
Yes, we all do know what happens. Anyway, number 24, TikTok by Kesha.
Fuck Lucas Gottwald.
Yes. Fuck him with a rake.
They're fucking with a rake and a shovel.
Yeah.
A spike shovel.
Evil Dead style.
Number 23, Rockstar by Post Malone featuring 21 Savage. I still don't get the appeal of this song.
Too dreary.
Number 22, Just the Way You Are by Bruno Mars.
This is not good. It's really not good. He's done better.
Number 21. Oh, fuck this song. The High Hell, Oblivion, and Back. Happy by Pharrell. Fuck the Despicable Me movies, and fuck everything. Anyway, number 20, speaking of fuck everything, Moves Like Jagger.
Oh yeah, Moment 25. Featuring Christina Aguilera. Remember her?
Now fuck this song.
Now she's doing residencies in Vegas.
Fuck this song. I cannot stress that enough. Anyway, number 19, speaking of fuck this song, God's Plan by Drake.
Love you, baby mama. Okay.
How does it sound like a fuckboy on lean?
Yeah. Number 18, one bright spot here at least, Royals by Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she broke out really big with that first album, then she released that second album and y'all let it flop even though it was also great. Y'all did Lord dirty this decade, yeah. I swear to God.
Fucked up Grammys committee too. Y'all were a problem with that.
Bastards. Number 17, All About That Bass by Meghan Trainor.
No. Hell no.
Sellout! Complete sellout.
Yeah. Anyway, number 16, Sicko Mode by Travis Scott. Mm-hmm. And as I've mentioned recently, I think I finally started to get this song.
Yeah, and for once, it's a song with Drake that's actually not bad. It's a miracle. Thank you, Travis.
All right. Anyway, number 15, Perfect by Ed Sheeran. The fuck it ain't.
Remember when he was just a folk singer with a guitar?
I remember.
I'm guessing more popular shit, and even got Beyonce to do a remix of it, or version of it, I don't know. You got Beyonce in there somehow, for some reason.
Yeah. Anyway, number 14, Fuck This by Fuck You, and Fuck You as well.
Yeah, Fuck You Rape Song.
Yeah, fuck Blurred Lines, fuck Robin Thicke, fuck T.I., fuck Pharrell, fuck anyone else involved with this song. Fuck everything. As Suicide Silence once said.
Yeah, y'all friggin' ruined... Get Lucky should have been number one at that week. Get Lucky disturbed it. But no, well, we gotta go to the new hotness with the rape song.
I am so happy that follow-up album bombed like it did.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Why would you show up on the BET Awards to do that? You are white, Robin.
Goddamn. Anyway. Number 13, Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen.
I hate this song. It's so annoying.
The worst part is, y'all promptly forgot about her, and then she decided to casually drop the best pop album of the decade with Emotion, and all y'all slept on that one. Could make that one as big a hit as this one, but whatever. Anyway, number 12, Without Me by Halsey.
Oh, fuck this song the most.
Boring.
Absolutely. Fucking Lutely. Number 11, Sunflower by Post Malone and Swae Lee. We've made our opinions known on the song by this point. Number 10, in the top 10, Rolling in the Deep by Adele.
Yeah, it's good.
It's a jam, I like it.
Good song, yeah, good song.
Now, at the opposite of a jam, number 9, Despacito.
Memes, 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 memes.
Did we mention memes? Anyway, number 8. Surprised this song ranked this high. Somebody That I Used to Know by Gotye featuring Kimbra.
Where did he go? We need him again.
He became somebody that we used to know.
Kimbra's still around? Make him say about her?
Yes, Kimbra is still around. But anyway.
I was going to say, don't sleep on Kimbra.
Yeah, we know. Anyway, number 7, Old Town Road, an example of memes being a force for good in the music industry.
19 weeks.
Take my horse. Anyway, number 6, We Found Love by Rihanna featuring Calvin Harris. I do not care for this song all that much.
Fuck Chris Brown.
Yes, fuck Chris Brown.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, that too.
Anyway, now we're in the top 5. Oh god, this fucking
song.
Cringe alert.
Girls Like You by Maroon 5 featuring Cardi B. Oh my fucking god. Moving on.
Number 4,
Closer by the Chainsmokers.
Oh, fuck this song the most. I fucking hate these songs. I hate these douchebag looking ass motherfuckers. These non-singing-ass motherfuckers with another non-singing-ass girl doing this stupid bullshit.
We have a terrible song from the year 2016 and a terrible song from the year I lived, bitch. What could possibly come next? Something from in between those 2 years?
Unfortunately, speaking of fuck this song, number 3, Shape of You, Ed Sheeran. I want to smash your glasses, preferably using your face.
I like the...
The song's about sexiest sport milk.
Yeah. I like the Dragon Force-styled YouTube cover of this song.
Well, I mean, that would make anything better. Anyway, number 2, Party Rock Anthem by LMFAO. I guess technically the least stupid of all their big hits.
Yeah.
This one is more, well, listenable as years go by.
Yeah.
I mean, it's better than it's better than 16 I Know It, and no one cares about champagne showers.
And now yes, for the number 1 Hot 100, decade end big hit song, Uptown Funk by Mark Ronson featuring Bruno Mars.
Super repetitive songs annoy me to no end, and this is no exception.
Is this one we're gonna have to fight again?
Yes,
look,
we are.
I'm sorry. A jam is a jam, and this is the most banger-ass jam Bruno Mars has ever done. I will throw down in the Wendy's parking lot over this.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
Great. Anyway, that's what I start blasting. But
yeah, it was later.
Yeah.
Y'all got to fight again. And there's ketchup and, I don't know, barbecue sauce everywhere.
Yeah, it's going to look like the music video for Scarlet by Periphery. We're just going to be in fucking giant spaceships that look like ketchup and mustard bottles. What the fuck are we even talking about now?
I don't know.
Look, anyway, the point is, there's your list. There was a whole lot of Maroon 5 for some reason, and Bieber and Drake. Everything is terrible. This list makes me feel old. So... whatever, that takes care of that business. So now we have our last bit of official business here before the sign-off, and that is the new album releases for the week of January 17th, 2020. I wrote 2019 here because I'm fucking stupid. Anyway, we have a new project from And You Will Know Us by the Trail of Dead with X, The Godless Void, and Other Stories. The sophomore project from prog metal supergroup Sons of Apollo with MMXX. The debut full-length from 070 Shake with Modus Vivendi. A new project from Blueface with Find the Beat. Algiers with their new album, This Is No Year. Apparently we're getting a new Anti-Flag project called 2020 Vision. A new album from Of Montreal called You're Fun. The new album from Muramasa with Raw Youth Collage. We are getting a new posthumous project from Mac Miller with Circles. And fucking Halsey with Manic. Anyway, time to clean house and get the hell out of here. So, Alex, where can they find you on the internet?
As always, Aura of Azure, where I will probably just be talking about football next Sunday, because I'm weird like that. The Grammys are the following weekend after that. Fuck!
Yeah. Anyway, Mark, what about you?
I'm on Twitter at MacTevinMedia, where recently I just posted how much I say, yeah, I let Carol Tuesday win the Crunchyroll Anime Awards, even though I know that's not gonna happen, because, I don't know, y'all work like that, but fuck it, yeah. And on my site, mindhaveone.wordpress.com, I did a lot of shit the last few weeks, because I did a bunch of shit. Top of the season, best of list, worst of list, best of list decade, worst of list decade. I did a lot of shit. It's too much to name. Just check out my site.
Do it. Anyway, as for me, of course, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Curious Cat, elsewhere at Rob Barracuda. Email me, robert@sreresolution.com, for questions, comments, concerns, and inquiries of various kinds. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on Google Play and iTunes. New audio-only episodes go up every Wednesday. Video highlights usually go up on the weekends over on the YouTube channel, so subscribe, hit the bell tab so you're notified when anything goes up there. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at SuroReso. Like us on Facebook. Visit the website SuroResolution.com for written articles, this podcast, podcast O&A, all that good content. Anyway, be sure to jump into our Discord chat if you want to save money on games and argue about food and movies and whatever. And of course, shout out to the producer, Mr. E, for graciously letting me use his music for this podcast. Links to his shit down in the description. Thank you for joining us this week. We'll, of course, be back next week with the usual nonsense. And until then, all right, now this episode's over. Come on, Alex, let's go. Let's fight, man. Let's do this.
Oh, okay. Look behind you.
I'm not falling for that one, bitch.